This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley, Mark Willard. It's the crossover. Man, that was a great game last night, gents.
Oh, boy. I mean, phenomenal. And we talked about it in our little Warriors Live, the pregame. And Mark said, you know, I like Steph over 28.5.
Oh, I missed that.
And I said, I like that. And I said, I like Jimmy Butler over 19.5. And yeah. Then,
bang.
I mean, they both were like Ottoman picks. And then Draymond with a triple-double. And, yeah, you know, the others, the Jags, yeah, as you would call them, just a guy, they were, like, not great. Moses was fantastic.
They get to beat Dibs.
But late in the game, a little tip in from Pods. Like, Pods, you got no business going to the cup and making that play, but he does. Yeah. And Moses, a big three. And next thing you know, you give up a $124.
Yeah.
And you win.
Yeah. And I'll say this, and Willard, I'm looking dead right at you. I told Stani and the listeners, I really mean what I'm about to say. I'm still on a high from last night. Don't take Stephen Curry. He wasn't by himself. But what he's doing at age 37, and the reminder, the Michael Jackson at Apollo, is what it kind of felt Olympic-like. Like, they needed every one of those buckets and to come out frisky with the fresh haircut. Like, that one day is going to come to an end. Just don't take it for granted.
I'd like to ask just a wink-wink question. Is he still a declining player?
Not over
and
here.
I don't mean that. Like, no. I'm not trying to come down anyone's road.
No, you are.
No,
and
I'm,
so,
I'm really not. Listen.
Go Beyonce to the left, to the left.
I tweeted great. This Thank last you. Night, and I know it's been said about him a thousand times.
It's incredible, man.
But I'm like, this is not a human being. I don't know how to make sense of this anymore. That doesn't make any sense. And it was nice of you, Dibs, to make my pick sound even better than it was. His number was only 25.5.
Whatever.
He had covered that thing halfway through the
32
second quarter.
And a half.
I thought it was 45.5.
Whatever it was, right?
Right?
Like, there's no way.
Wow, man.
There's no way at that size, man, you can do that in that moment against those people. I don't get
man.
It. But is he still a declining player?
How can you say yes?
Or is he?
Well, because he's 37,
right?
But that's why.
I mean, yes.
But your point is well taken. Well taken.
Well, thanks.
The Willard's point.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You know,
for a minute.
Sometimes people say, "Well, who does Curry remind you of?" And
nobody.
Tom Brady. Well, one of the answers I've had is he's actually a combination of two players. Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon.
Well, that's nice.
Wow. That's who he's that. A combination of.
Well, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
Well, the half-court shot.
Yes.
Like, Meadowlark used to throw up the hook.
Yeah.
And how he would make, like, 7 of 10 or whatever it was. Like, he would throw up the hook from half court, and it would just go in every time. So, yeah, that's the Steph part. And then the dribbling, the dribble, dribble,
it's
dribble.
It's incredible, man.
It's incredible.
Fundamental.
I mean, the only thing you're missing is, like, the sound effects. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Totally.
I'm glad you brought up Globetrotters, though, because he is a traveling circus.
It's incredible.
And it doesn't matter what arena he's in. The sound that he makes in the crowd when he does something is unique to him.
And he's got the showmanship man.
And I say that in the history of, for me, watching sports. And that's why if we want to actually give an actual answer to who does he remind you of, nobody.
But you didn't like the Brady comp at 40, huh?
I do not like any comp to Steph Curry of any kind. I've never experienced anything like that in sports with anyone in any sport ever, period. There's no comp to this. You can find other greats, but you cannot, in my opinion, find the effect that he has on an audience.
How far can this go? Led by a 37-year-old. I think it could go all the shocker.
Oh, do you mean Warriors?
Yeah, the Warriors.
I mean,
Jimmy Butler has changed something specifically for him. If it's more than just space, just like he's done for Dre on defense.
They're good. They're very good. But
he was ready.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to be the Nelly of the group by any stretch, but I'm not mad at somebody who wakes up today and goes, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond all went off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're down by 2 with 3 minutes to go.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Right? Like
4 with 3:30.
So are you going to do that every night to win playoff series?
Not alluded to
four
that.
Rounds? Yeah. They're good. But
so at 6:07 last night, so that puts the game late second quarter,
yep,
right?
Yep.
I texted Evan. Listen, people have to, I said, there will never be another Steph Curry. Certainly never in my lifetime. There's no way. It will take generations to comprehend what he's doing. 30 years from now, however, they're going to say he was playing against tech guys and businessmen.
Huh.
Yeah. The last part was tongue-in-cheek. But, there's not going to be another Curry.
Nope.
Not, nope. Like, you in 5, 10. Like, nope. There can't be.
Well, I mean,
I'm dead serious.
It's interesting because as we get older, then athletes are also older. And I'm thinking about the comps of Steph Curry, and I look at Jerry Rice, who I'm looking at it now. He had 343 catches after he turned 37. So Jerry Rice was a guy in the early 00s for you kids who are not old enough to remember. Even when he turned 37, he played until he was 42, and he still was very, very good. And the other comp is Barry Bonds, which, you know, we can put aside the fact that, you know, he did things to allow himself to still be good. And if he hadn't, maybe he wouldn't be as good, so maybe that's not a good comp.
Why not the Brady?
Tom Brady. I was thinking about here in the Bay, though.
Okay, gotcha.
And, you know, Jerry eventually was an Oakland Raider, remember? And he went to the Super Bowl with the Raiders, and he was amazing. And I'm just looking at his career, and when he was 38, he had 90 catches, 75 catches, then 83, then 92. He had 92 catches as a 40-year-old in the NFL. So, I mean, Steph has a comp outside of basketball, but you're talking about the real GOAT in Jerry Rice.
Well, and but here's how I look at it, and I get where you guys are coming from if you're starting to think about greatness in sports and then who we love as Bay Area fans. I think the only way you can comp this is to ask yourself if you have ever been activated by the idea of buying a ticket solely to watch somebody who's coming in from out of town, and that's actually what you want to see. And you want to wear that jersey, and you want to scream when that person succeeds, even against your own team. Mm. I've never experienced anything like that. I've never had the desire to do that in my life in any sport. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. I've never seen an athlete have an effect on the audience like this person. And I'm with you, Steiny. This is why I think people act that way, is no matter your age, you're going on the premise that you're never going to see this again.
Man.
I mean, even if some kid grows up and spends twice as much time practicing as Steph, doesn't mean he's going to be like, I mean, the thing that I've said, what is this, 16th year? 15th year, whatever it is.
Oh, my.
Just been watching this guy since 2009, and I'm watching my 1,500th Steph Curry game, or it feels like that, and I'm like saying to myself in my man cave, you got to be kidding. This guy, I can't believe it. 15 years it's been, and he's still making shots where I'm like,
you got to be kidding me.
I can't believe it.
Right. Catch and shoot from 33.
And bottoms.
Bottoms. And like, you know, leaning left in somebody's face, whatever it is. Like last night was a great example where he comes out and just, and you mentioned it earlier about Memphis and their defense. Like, you gotta figure out how to defend him.
What was the
goal? I don't know. And you guys were talking about the scouting report. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm scouting against the Warriors, my scouting report is you follow him.
Yes.
Off the bus, in the locker
Nick
room,
Nurse.
During warm-ups, whatever it is, you two, you get him. And the fact that, you know, Zach Edey in the screen roll, he's like shuffle. He's not like coming up to trap. Like, what are you doing, Memphis? And they are, and Mark made this point in our thread that, you know, they're plummeting. They're likely an 8 seed, and they're kind of broken. Wow. Yeah. But, I mean, at least defensively, okay, you're going to face the Warriors. What are you going to do defensively? Well, you know, we need to stay close to Pods when he dribbles, and, you know, we need to contain Draymond.
Man, terrible.
Like, Steph Curry, don't let him beat you. You hold Steph to 15, and you win. That's it.
Yeah. Best three-pointer of the night might have been, and this, I think, illustrates what you guys are talking about, and I forget who the defender was. It's the young kid with the big hair.
Wells. A rookie.
That's everybody. So he's standing next to Steph. He's standing next to Steph, and Draymond is bringing the ball up, okay? And he kind of takes an outside position on Steph. In other words, I'm going to cover his right hand, but we're out deep on the perimeter, on the wing, on the left wing. So he's on Steph's right side, in other words, wants to push him left, which is kind of where the hoop is. So Draymond dribbles the ball down and just curls around and stands right in front of Wells and hands Curry the ball, who takes one dribble, and he's like, I've got the whole left side of the court to myself.
Man.
Three deuces, we're going the other way. And it's just like, that's the beauty of these three guys. Man. Like, I know that their bodies may not hold up, but they are so much smarter than Memphis. Holy hell. You know. They're so much smarter than Memphis.
I mean, I didn't even, like, I went through some of the bad plays Memphis made. I forgot about this one. Moody makes the three. Then Morant comes down and makes a three to cut it to 5. 36 seconds left. Okay. Still got life. They trap Curry in the backcourt. They trap him, and they make him give it up to Pods. And they let Pods dribble, no foul, passes to Butler, foul. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they're leader, missing a
foul, what did Pajemski. I call
it? Leadership.
Yeah.
Problem.
They need Chris Paul in his prime.
Leadership. Yep.
No
problem.
Doubt. No
and,
doubt.
And obviously,
they might go to 8-2. You're right.
The quintessential look at leadership problem is you get to the end of a game like that and you're losing. And
throw it to Jaren Jackson Jr. Here's an idea.
No, but this,
quit shooting threes, big fella.
This doofus decides, let's do the guns up toward the Warriors sideline.
He's getting suspended.
And laugh as we walk off the floor. Like, dude.
And you're losing.
Y'all just told me everything I need to know about your entire organization. And if you're a Warrior fan, I hope it makes you triply and quadruply thankful for who's leading your team.
Well, but Steve's rotations, Mark. I'm concerned about Steve's rotations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I also brought up a play where maybe, you know, if you guys are watching, you might have noticed. It was early first quarter. Ja got into the lane and tried to shovel a pass to Edey. Edey fumbled it out of bounds. Tough catch. Yeah, great big man catches it. And they catch Ja, and he's got that roll of the eyes body language.
Oh, boy.
Just like, this guy.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, every point guard's had that frustration. I get it. But first, you can't do that. You just can't. And then secondly, then what happens? Later in the game, 1 minute left, he gets caught in the air. And he tries to throw a pass to the guy that we all know he doesn't trust, and he turns it over. Well, if you didn't trust him, why should you even thought about making a play for him?
It's like True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Just not smart.
And Jaw, go look in the mirror and ask if people trust you.
Exactly.
Your organization doesn't trust you. And they shouldn't. They shouldn't trust him. So
he's going to get suspended for that. Well, he got priors.
Probably. But like, to me, it's just even a bigger issue.
You haven't learned anything.
He's Memphis's problem, so I'm not really worried about it. I just don't enjoy basketball players or athletes like that. I really don't like it. It's very, very, it has a very narcissistic feel. Yeah. It's all about them, and they are classically the players
who
people will say, oh, that's an NBA one, and I will be like, no, they're not. I don't care what their numbers are, their talent is, their name value. That dude's not going to win.
Yeah.
Not as a one.
Almost threw his career away, man.
Yeah, because of all of those things. All of those things that we just mentioned.
I'll say this. At least not now. I give the kid a chance to grow up.
He's got
to
grow up.
Yeah.
But he's been through some hellified stuff, Stonnie, to where if you didn't get it from this message and the suspension, and you damn near went every viral, when will you get it, Dibs?
Yeah, maybe never. And, you know, I'm not going to make the personality comp to Dame Lillard, but I will make the basketball comp there where, you know, Dame reminds me a lot of Ja. When Dame was in Portland, he was a bucket getter. He could score at will. But even with McCollum, they were never good enough to really get that deep. I know they made the Western Finals once, but beyond that, like, Dame is a one. He's a one-ish. And for me, if Ja is your second-best player, you're really, really good. Yeah. If he's your one, especially at this level of maturity, like, Mark, your point is well taken. And I'm looking at all his turnovers from last night, NBA.com. You can click on any box, and you can see, like, isolated all this stuff. He had four turns in the fourth quarter. Four of his
Money
six
time.
Were in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, if you really are a one at home in a big game for the five seed, you handle your business. And I just looked at the play you talked about where he jumps and it's like, oh, here's Zach.
Yeah.
And like,
help me out.
Butler's like, what do you, give me it.
Yeah.
Give me that. I'll take that. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's another feather in the cap of Curry. As you guys are sitting here talking, I'm thinking to myself, through the history of the league, how many like NBA ones who were like, that's a championship one, have been below 6'5"? How many of them can you even think of?
Well, do I go Iverson?
Well, just they didn't win
Philly
it,
there.
But
they didn't win it.
He
but
got
it's
him
not
there
a,
all by himself.
It's not a bad, okay. You know what I mean?
But other than that, I'm waiting.
Like
Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
They went back to back.
They did.
They were the bad boys.
I mean,
Joe Dumars, though, was only like 6'3", right?
Right.
But so, I think Isaiah deserves to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. I mean,
no problem.
But Travis Schlenk, the former GM of the Hawks and now works for the Wizards, he always said to me that there's no player who walks onto the court with more of a physical disadvantage and been as great as Steph Curry. In other words, there's nobody his size or smaller that's ever made an impact on the game
under
like
the
he
rim.
Has.
Yeah.
Like there's,
it's incredible. That's why they don't take him for granted.
I mean, there have been great guards, but he's a level above.
Man.
He absolutely is.
And I don't know where.
Like last night, like here's the other thing. I was like, well, you know, add that to the list of his great games. And I was thinking, well, how long is that list? And I said, I don't know, put it in the top 30, 40? And he was like, how about 15? And I was like, that's fine too.
Because
like,
the point is
there's so many of them.
But when Durant, they were second to none. They didn't make the playoffs last year before the play-in. So I said, okay, what's at stake? And it was the seeding like it had never been when they were good. So that's why this one was, and all we talked about, and rightfully so, how's Jimmy going to do? And I want to see more, and I thought he was more aggressive for me. We'll get to that. But to see Curry just come remind me of, Goo, relax, I got this, and I'm about to show y'all I'm still a bad
dude. Where is it ranked this year? Is that the best one?
Just because it was the biggest game.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I mean, the 56 in Orlando. Well,
and the other thing.
And
they needed every one of those.
Yeah. And, Goo, this is the beauty of basketball. It's one of the things that made me fall in love with it. And it's this.
Let's see if I agree.
Steph Curry, one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
One of the greatest. Even he needed help.
Oh, no.
Michael, you know what I'm saying?
Needed help.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know why you didn't.
Well, because when you ask, how come the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You missed it. You came in on the tail end.
Yeah.
The hashtag random, but he brought it up. I want a 30 for 30 on one of the greatest scorers to ever play, who I just think, I'm not mad at him, I'm disappointed in what happened in Brooklyn, where you had two future Hall of Famers in Harden and Kyrie, okay, COVID and yada, yada, yada. Then you come here in Phoenix, it's not working, but they believed in you, and I thought you were a connector, and I just think Kevin Durant's getting somewhat of a pass as to, as great as you are, I now, Willard, put you over in the category of, you're just a scorer. One of the greatest to ever do it, but you're not a Steph or a LeBron, because Phoenix, even though the West is thick, with Devin Booker and Beal, whatever you think of him, is not chopped liver. Well, like, what's going on, Durant? You are that good, but I feel like it's whispering.
I think there's space in between you're just space. A scorer and then you're not Steph or LeBron. You're not Steph or LeBron. And nobody in the last generation has been. Like, those two, to me, are on such an island. The Phoenix thing.
He says space.
Yeah, there's space in between there. I don't think he's just a scorer. But you're right. He's not Steph or LeBron. Like, he's not that great. Now, I can't speak on Brooklyn, the situation there. I have no idea what's going on.
The Phoenix here, you kind of give him a pass.
Phoenix is.
But how much does he deserve criticism?
He can speak on Phoenix.
Not all of it. Not all of it. But the coach has just been an absolute swing and a miss. And everybody is on a different page there.
But the other thing is the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, yeah.
James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. Three guys that need the ball.
Yep, fair.
Kyrie Irving was ball dominant then. James Harden is ball dominant, and Durant's less so, but you got to get him the ball. It doesn't work. That doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Signed up for well,
that's
and
right.
They
and it
put
didn't
the team together.
Right, and it doesn't work.
I'm looking at the 2020-2021 season in the playoffs where they took Milwaukee to seven
Never
games.
Never forget.
And Milwaukee won the title. And in game seven, KD had 48 and 9 and 6. They didn't have Kyrie yet. They had James Harden and Blake Griffin. And KD had 48, and, you know, you lost. Milwaukee, 115-111. Giannis with 40 and 13.
That was toe gate when his toe was on the line.
It's also why it's easy for people to say, oh, my God, how could Oklahoma City get rid of Harden? They had Harden, Westbrook, Durant. I'm like, yeah, you're answering your own question. Harden, ball dominant. Westbrook, more ball dominant.
And we'll get into
Durant's
Westbrook later.
Your 30-point score. It's like,
oh, we got it. I brought
it. You
can't.
You
gotta this guy's champing at the back.
He texted me that last night.
And Steiny,
that was a choice.
How
though,
many
Steiny.
Players have run from Russell Westbrook? And I was talking to Joe, our great associate employee, in the kitchen earlier, and he was talking about, oh, Westbrook, do you see Westbrook? And I thought about it, like, how many different teams has he been on? And how many different players have absolutely run from him? Like, you go to OKC, and Harden couldn't wait to leave, and KD left, and then Russ went to wherever else.
Houston, but it was like 8 years,
exactly.
No dibs, but I hear you.
No, but if you are that good of a player then you're not on 16.
Look, last night, the Knight was pitching a perfect game. I don't know how many of you know that. I left here a foot above the ground.
Well, your fans turned into Denver
but
fans.
I was just right, like, this right. is so, right, this is so, what a great night. Like, the sun, the rain was gone. We're heading home. The Giants and Warriors are hitting at the same right. time. I'm pulling the downstairs TV upstairs. I'm letting the kids eat on the couch. We spread everything out. I hit every bet that I played last night.
Oh, boy.
The Warriors win. The Giants win. This whole thing is cruising.
We're rolling.
Now put people to bed and sit back with a glass of I don't know what and watch Jokic score 60-something
Incredible.
Points in a double overtime. And it all comes down to 30 seconds of Russell Westbrook being one of the most brainless basketball players I've ever seen in my life.
Why did he try to score?
I don't know why he tried to score.
And then foul.
And then foul.
Damn, that's a double.
Dude.
It's a layup, dude. Make a layup.
Right, but he didn't. That's it. It's first, don't shoot it. Yes. Second of all, if you do, make the bunny.
Yeah.
He ruined, and I'm telling you now, don't act like that doesn't matter.
Jokic defended him, but I know that
he
hurt him.
Left Minnesota right on the Warriors' butt after a big win.
He did.
That would have been huge.
Yeah. I will say, like,
perfect is what you called it.
It was a perfect night.
I think the one thing you do have to keep in mind is that if you know anything about Wolves, they travel in packs.
Oh, here we go.
And they come out late at night.
Get his migraine.
And that's when they start to howl.
That was a hell of a game. I hope everybody stayed up.
That was incredible.
That was an incredible
basketball
game. A
doubleheader of great. Just
two regular season classics.
What a night.
All right, Steve Kerr coming up at 5. Yep. Don't go anywhere. Willard and Dibb's going to take you home on 95.7 The Game.